On September 15, 2020, after 4 decades of drinking, Thomas Wamus made a life-changing vow to quit alcohol cold turkey. Shortly after making this decision, Wamus recognized how out of shape he had become and started doing sports. He lost over 40 pounds in less than 4 months, just in time for his 49th birthday. These dramatic changes completely transformed his outlook on life. Now alcohol-free and brimming with ideas, Wamus was looking for a way to channel his energy into something grand. While that walk was partly a way for him to maintain his sobriety, he also organized it as a fundraiser for cancer, a disease that claimed the lives of both his brothers and his father, to whom he dedicates these walks. On June 18, 2021, Wamus launched his first-ever sobriety walk for cancer, SW4C. I wanted to include my sobriety in the walk to encourage others to sober up and choose a healthier lifestyle, said Wamus. I also wanted to encourage people to get tested regularly for cancer. The following year, although the experiment was a success, he found the endeavor taxing on his body and decided to switch to cycling. Wamus explained that despite the change in transportation, the event's name remained the same. This year, for the event's third iteration, Wamus left Port Hardy on September 15. 5 days later, after covering nearly 600 kilometers, he arrived in the capital city. After resting for a day, the cyclist headed back to his hometown, aiming to return on September 20, just in time for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, covering just short of 1,200 kilometers. A proud member of the Kwakwaka'wakw First Nation, Wamus hopes to raise $100,000 for the BC Cancer Foundation. All proceeds from this year's event will go towards the construction of a new cancer treatment clinic in Victoria, noted Wamus. To donate, sponsor, or track the progression of this year's SW4C, visit facebook.com/patchwamus.